Could you take all these agents and data sets and weave them into a systemic therapy algorithm? Theoretically, let's put aside again FDA. Let's just talk about where the data points us.
I think there's going to be a lot of branch points in that algorithm. We've seen in kidney cancer. Kidney cancer, I think, is going to become a paradigm for us because in kidney cancer, we've seen the sequential use of TKIs still have activity. We will not have sequencing data, high-level evidence in liver cancer for a long time if it ever comes. And I think at the end of the day, how will we maximize exposure for patients to all these active drugs? Historically, we have not seen patients that get to second line, or we even started our discussion today, how many oncologists are frustrated that they don't see patients front line. They're already too sick. So I think in the future, now that we have several drugs that are available that have shown to improve survival, we will get patients hopefully earlier in their disease course and, triage them through sequential TKIs. Whether that means starting with lenvatinib, then sorafenib, then regorafenib, and could we even go beyond third or fourth line? Or starting with lenvatinib and at progression going to cabo. Again, we don't have a lot of data to guide us as far as the sequence. And I think for patients who have high AFP, obviously ramucirumab will be an option for those patients. And that's going to be, maybe up to half the population.